Gary, match abandoned with 2 minutes left. Have you ever encountered anything like that in all your time in football?
Well, it was strange, mate. But I mean, the rain that come down was unbelievable. And you know, at the time, I quickly said to Boots, 5 minutes into it, I said, "It might get abandoned this," and I thought, "No." But you know, they're angry because there was 3 minutes left plus the injury. But at the end of the day, the pitch wasn't playable. I mean, it was an absolute lottery. Someone could have got hurt, which is even more important. So whether the ref handled it quickly enough, I don't know. But I mean, at the end of the day, you can't play on that.
The game as a whole, you say you were a goal down. What were your feelings about that?
I thought the only trouble we had in the first half was problems we created ourselves. I mean, to be fair, they could have scored a couple, but it's not because they had any play, it's because we gave it them. The goal was poor from a little 1-2 that we should have tracked the player. And other than that, I thought we played some good football. I thought we had a lot of the possession and we're just missing the killer touch, that last ingredient. But yeah, it's a replay, as they say.
Matt Todd was sent off for Stockport. Fair enough, that.
Well, we'd rather the kid stayed on and Connor score, because he's, you know, he's going to have a very good opportunity to score a goal. He's through and the kid holds him down. Or he should have done it another half a yard and we'd have had a penalty. So we got, I don't know, the end of that wasn't perfect for us, really. Like I said, we could have had a penalty or keep the kid on and let him go and score.
The club's been relegated for a week now, officially relegated. How does that affect the dressing room? I mean, are they still up for it? Is it like, let's just go for it with nothing to lose? Or is it a shrug of the shoulders?
Yeah,
and what's the point?
There's no pressure on the boys. They can go and play. The only pressure is the way me and Boots are, I suppose, and pressure that they bring on themselves because they want to be successful and go on and play. But no, there's not the same pressure on us that there is, I suppose, on Stockport or Fylde or whoever. You know, the people that are involved in games that could affect their season, you know, we can go and play, really.
It's today the last game for Ben Holmes. You'll miss him, I take it.
Yeah, he's done terrific for us, Ben. We're really, really pleased with him. But you know, the most important thing is his career, and Huddersfield want him to go back and play in some games, and if that's better for Ben Holmes, then you know, that's fine by us.
Kyle Brownell injured?
Yeah, he won't play this season.
Really, what's the matter with him?
He's done some knee ligaments.
And I suppose, you know, there's that famous saying of Alan Hansen's, you don't win anything with kids. Maybe Hyde haven't won anything, but you certainly stopped the rot with kids.
Yeah, I mean, when you look, we've competed with Fylde twice, we were top, Guiseley twice, Barrow, we've competed with the top teams. You know, if we'd have been able to get this lot going 2 months ago, we wouldn't be getting relegated.
And is there any advance on whether you'll be here next season? Lots of people are asking.
I don't know anything about that, mate. It's not for us to decide. You know, when we first came in, we said we would work till the end of the season. That's what we're doing, and I hope people appreciate and see that we've worked very hard. I think we have made a difference, but unfortunately it wasn't enough.
Given that the club's relegated, I mean, I don't know how you'll make your decision, what will influence it, but would you be prepared to manage a club at Northern Premier League level?
I love the club. You know, Martin loves the club. It's a great place. It's a fantastic little stadium. We've got great supporters. So yeah, you know, if we'd still have things to talk about, but yeah, if it's agreeable by both sides, yeah, we'd love to be in it. Yeah. I just want to say well done to Glossop for getting to Wembley. You do realise, Dave Atkinson, you might have to buy a new suit, because I've seen your old one, mate.
All the best.